Well, it is a pleasure to welcome our long-lost buddy, Bill Elliott, from the Chattanooga FC. We've had him in studio multiple times, the former CFC coach, now in a new role of technical director. Bill, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm happy to be in town and on the show.
How are things as technical director? How has that been different for you compared to past CFC seasons?
It's been an adjustment. I've been used to making the final decisions on things for a long time as a head coach and at the University of West Florida and CFC. And to be working as a technical director, it's more your advising and guiding. And so out of respect for Coach Fuller and the type of coach and person he is, I have to leave the final decisions to him. And it's different.
And we've had both of y'all in here, and there is always a fun back and forth with all of us. Has it been natural to go, I wouldn't do that? Well, no, you're the guy.
Well, I mean, so again, in most clubs, the technical director is the top, and then you kind of have underneath it, you have the first team staff and the academy staff, and that's how we're set up too. So, we've always had a mutual relationship. Coach Fuller worked with me at West Florida. He worked with me here at CFC when I was the head coach before we took on the new roles. And we've always kind of treated each other as peers and worked that way. And it's no different really now. It's just when it comes to standing on the sideline in the game, who's going to make the final decision about a sub or whatever, I mean, the buck's going to stop with him on that. I'm not going to get in his way.
At the end of the day, when somebody asks you what you did that day, do you say, technically, I directed?
Yeah.
All right, so CFC started practices up Monday. How have those gone so far?
They've been great. I mean, obviously there's a lot of guidelines and things, rightfully so, that we have to follow to get back to work and get back to doing what we love, but we all have a passion for sports and for soccer, and that's why we're there, the coaching staff, players, and, the guys enter the stadium. There's a lot of wellness checks, temperature checks. They've got masks on. We get on the field. We get spaced out. As soon as the masks come down, once we get spaced out, all you see is smiles, and that's pretty much how we all feel.
When does it feel normal? Is it a couple of minutes into practice, or the fact that you're still ways away from being able to steal the ball from an opponent because of the contact. Is it going to be a while before it feels completely normal? Is there any normality to a practice?
I think the fact that we're back out there training, and this is the early part of what basically is an extended preseason. I mean, we don't expect to play for, 6 weeks maybe. We're not really sure, but in the beginning of preseason, if you've phased it properly, you do a lot of technical work and a lot of fitness and that type of thing anyway. So it feels fairly normal right now. I mean, we want to do a little bit more, and we look forward to when that day comes. But it feels really good to be back out there, honestly. And I think any player, any coach out there will tell you the same thing.
You're listening to Chattanooga FC Technical Director Bill Elliott here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Bill, how much are you paying attention to the conversations, be them in Texas or be them in other sports, about growing optimism of having fans at these events sooner maybe rather than later?
Well, I mean, we're aware, obviously. It's our job to be aware. There's just so many different opinions, I guess, and so many people that feel different ways about it, and plus a lot of guidelines, federal, state, local, league. There's so many things to consider, so I can't keep up with all of it, that's for sure.
In the aftermath, in the last couple of weeks, there's been a lot of discussion both nationally, as a country, and specifically in a lot of the various sports and conversations. Have any of your players, have y'all had conversations with your team after George Floyd's killing and what a lot of that means, both big picture and directly?
We've had, I guess, we're working on small groups, so keep that in mind.
Right.
So we're not ever all together at one time. So, no, we haven't had any big discussions. I think soccer, sports in general, are very multicultural, very multi-race. You've got, I mean, you work with so many people. And for us, it's a shame what happened, obviously, but we work with each other. We have a great relationship. We're like a family, and internally nothing's changed.
I know you talked about all the smiles and everything like that. For you personally to get back out there and to feel some sort of normalcy in this whole 2.5 months that's felt at times like 2.5 years, has this been the most fun practices that you've ever been a part of?
I wouldn't say necessarily that, but they've been fun. It's been great to it's like your family, you know. As a coach, as an athlete, I think you almost have two families. You have your actual family, and you have your team that you're with as much or more than you're with your family. So, essentially, we've all been cut off from half of our family, and we're finally back together doing something we love, so it feels great.
All right, Bill, you know how we roll when we have guests. We like to close with a rapid-fire first thing off the top of the head. Ready to play? You good?
I think you broke up on me there.
Okay, sorry about that. No, we're gonna. You know how we like to roll with a rapid fire first thing off the top of the head. Ready to play?
Oh Lord!
All right, here we go. Bundesliga piped in crowd noise. Friend or foe?
A friend.
What was the favorite thing you binge watched over our break?
Favorite thing I watched?
Yes, sir.
The Bulls series.
Okay.
Have you gained or lost weight in this pandemic? If so, why?
Lost. And probably just eating at home more and more time to work out.
Have you ventured out and gone to a sit-down restaurant yet?
Yes.
Which one?
In town, here in Chattanooga, Bantam and Biddy.
Okay.
All right, and Bill, you said that you're 6 weeks away. What could be 6 weeks from now? What could that look like? Would that be an exhibition? Would there be any kind of crowd? When you say 6 weeks away potentially, what do you envision there?
So my expectation would be, and again, I'm not a decision maker in that process, but is that we're going to come back in phases. And if we're lucky, 6 weeks from now, we're playing some type of maybe closed-door broadcast game that hopefully is not followed too much by getting people back in the stadiums.
Well, I've just always felt that Finley Stadium and for you guys would be just absolutely perfect. I mean, I think y'all could social distance and have a crowd of 4,000 people that would be more than excited to be there.
I think we all feel that way. We just have to follow the proper steps to get there.
Bill, thank you so much, as always, for joining us. Great hearing your voice again. Glad to hear that you're back on the practice field, and we always appreciate you visiting us here on Press Row.
All right, thanks. Have a great day, guys.
You do the same, Bill. Bill Elliott, the technical director of CFC, joining us. 648-1051 is the number. We'll revisit the Painter Ready poll question when we come back here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.